Hey, I'm Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because this is stuff that will make you just scream. Just get you furious. And everybody thinks that, oh, they're out to get me. It's all me. This is happening all around us to everybody. Please like, please subscribe to this channel and make sure you're on the email list because something cool is coming out. So, first things first. Valerie Lockhart, there is no particular orders to these stories. She worked at Morgan Stanley. And last year, she got, you know, called into her boss's office. And it happens all the time. Nothing new. Well, they laid her off. HR was there and she was laid off and dozens of her friends were laid off that same day. Since that time, Valerie has applied for over 500 jobs. Tried to change careers, tried to do everything, and cannot get a job. 500 applications. They wrote about her in Business Insider, and she had to deplete her 401k. She had to, you know, get rid of everything. You know, she has to do a GoFundMe right now to make ends meet. So this is terrible. And again, I would say, hey, your full-time job is getting a job, is what I tell anybody that's looking for a job, because there's people that are lazy out there that go out and they, you know, oh, hey, I submitted 4 resumes yesterday. Oh, good for you. Good for you, big guy. You know, it's ridiculous. Valerie Lockhart did 500 resumes. The Eaton Fire. The Eaton Fire consumed the inland section of the fires last year. And there's a city called Altadena. They've got a really nice complex in there called Lavina. Lavina has 252 homes in it. And what did those scumbags do at the association? They said, hey, listen, people, you have to pay your association dues. Even though your house burnt down to concrete and nothing, you owe us $23,000 and we're going to sue you. Think of the gall of that. Think of that. I mean, here's the thing. There are lawyers out there that do crusading and good work. This is one of those things where the trauma of not being able to get your home rebuilt, but they want you to pay $23,000 in back association dues for less than a year. So think about what the association was for that. And by the way, you have 30 days to pay or we're going to foreclose. And they're starting foreclosure proceedings on these people's houses. Yeah. Isn't that terrible? I get fed up with it. I get fed up with all this stuff. And people sit there and they write me and they tell me, oh, whoa, this is me. This is just happening. And I think it's crazy. Fannie Mae and what's the other one that's accepting it? Is set to accept crypto as collateral for your home. So now we have to turn it over. No, we just pledge your crypto. Now, crypto can go up and down. There's a lot of people right now that think that we're going to have a Bitcoin and XRP crash right now. So if you pledge $200,000 worth of those securities, you have to give them over and turn them over like you would to a, you know, like a cash deposit. Who knows? But we'll see how this works out. I am telling you, the people, we just talked about this, the people that are in the most amount of trouble financially are the people that put the smallest amount down. There is a term that I'd never heard before, and there was a man in Pennsylvania who went out and created, he would steal cars, and then they would create fake titles for them with their office of the Department of Motor Vehicles in Pennsylvania. The guy did it, you know, almost 2 dozen times, and they finally caught him, but everything looked so legit. And the problem was people had sometimes sold the cars not once but twice, because you may buy a car and you may flip it. I know a guy that does that. He buys cars and flips cars, fixes them up and sells them. And he just got a new Toyota RAV4 that he paid $6,000 for that's got 92,000 miles. It's probably 10 or 12 years old, but it's a total steal. And the thing will go to 300,000 and 400,000 miles. And I have a friend who's got a Toyota RAV4 that's got 396,000 miles on the car, 396, and still going strong. And everybody borrows it to load stuff and take stuff to the dump and things like that. And go, hey, I'm going to go take my paddleboard out. Can I borrow your RAV4? Sure, go ahead. So there's that. It's happening. A man stole a car and had to report to the courthouse to answer charges for stealing, you know, a vehicle, Grand Theft Auto. Well, what did, I got to get this guy's name right because it's really good. And what did Ricardo Otero do? Well, he stole another car to go to court that day. Stories below. Isn't that great? So you steal a car to go answer charges for stealing a car. Okay? You can't make this stuff up, guys. You can't make this stuff up. I have one of those cameras, doorbell cameras in front of my house. It's funny. Somebody told me, don't say the brand that you have because then somebody could look it up. And I'm like, I don't know how you can look it up, but I'll tell you. I went and bought a new one because I wanted a nicer one in the front of my house. And went to Best Buy and bought it. And somebody said, don't install it yourself. Have the Geek Squad do it because then they'll guarantee it. Geek Squad shows up this morning to install it. And the guy's like, well, your internet is terrible. It's really slow. It's awful here. I don't even know how you've been able to stream anything. I said, that's funny. I'm a content creator. And all I do is upload videos and, you know, live stream and do everything all day long. Oh, it's shocking because it's so bad. This is not going to support the new camera. Okay? That doesn't make any sense. So anyways, I'm like, okay, well, I spent a lot of money on this stupid thing. So I call the company to say, can you walk me through how I'm going to do this and what's going to happen? And he wanted me to buy an Eero. It's a Wi-Fi. It expands your Wi-Fi. And they start at about $300 and they go to $1,400. With a house of your size, man, you may have to spend, you know, on the big one, on the $1,400 one. Which I was like, who is this method actor? This is ridiculous. So I was getting the impression this guy just didn't want to install the camera. So I'm like, okay. So I called the company and it was wild because they had AI and I was screaming at the AI program. And I'm like, can you put a human being on? I am just as good as a human being, sir. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. And he couldn't answer the questions. And then finally we got to the point that the thing was working, okay, but it wouldn't record. So I could watch you walk up to my house, but it wouldn't record. I'm like, well, this is worthless without that. Why am I paying for this? Look at my hair, too. It's blowing all the wind's blowing all over the place. Anyways. So I call, they finally transfer me to somebody who gets it reset up. And they said, listen, you've got to go to your desktop. You go to your desktop and you reset it and change the password. And you do it on the desktop. The app on the phone that you have is not going to work all of a sudden. And it's going to demand the new password. It's going to demand to be reset and relaunch it. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, I do that. So I was upset because the guy from Best Buy wanted me to spend, you know, whatever that was, almost $1,400 to buy this thing to multiply my internet. And now the thing works better than ever, records everybody. You know, people walk up to the house, they walk their dogs by, and I can get all of them, okay? So it's fantastic. But I went back to Best Buy and got my money back, and it was maddening, absolutely maddening. For that. So it happens, guys. People try to rip you off all the time. When you buy anything, get the story straight from them. The guy selling cars with bad titles, this is horrific. God, is this awful. And the problem with it is that people don't get it, that you've got to investigate everything. You know, get the Carfax, find out how many owners were on the vehicle. That's very inexpensive to find that out. And if you go buy a car from a dealership, demand that they throw it in. Because every time I do that, oh, no, we don't pay for that. Oh, you know, the big scam right now is destination charge. You know, the destination charge to get the car here was $1,500, and you have to pay for that. You're an idiot if you pay anything like that. You're an absolute fool. Documentation charge. You know, I had to help my son buy a car a year and a half ago. And listen, in Massachusetts, it's standard that it's $750. Maybe in California. California? Look who's talking. Massachusetts? Want to talk to me like this? This is ridiculous, you thief, you common thief. $750 to do DMV documentation. Now, there's car guys that are going to write me and say, that's terrible for you to talk like that. You know, it's so much effort. It's not. It's buttons on a computer. Okay? And again, you know, the theft that's involved. I could do theft reports on autos and fake cashier's checks. Think about this. One guy bought a $60,000 car on, and I did this story last year, and bought a $60,000 Ford, and then doubled down and went back to the dealership and bought another one. And they caught him at the, you know, leaving. But think about that. I mean, people are just crazy. And again, things that make you want to scream. It's nuts. The Postal Service, because of the issues with fuel, they want to raise our prices for packages or anything bigger than a standard envelope an additional 8%. This is ridiculous. The Postal Service is an absolute gaffe right now. And when you drop a letter off, when you mail it, sometimes it can take 2 and 3 days to postmark. How about that? Because they just let the mail stack up and they don't guarantee same day. You know, these people used to work until all the mail was gone and get shipped off. And, you know, in Tustin, California, the post office that I would go to in Huntington Beach, California, they would sit there and they would work. Hey, how do you guys do this? Well, we get all the mail out and postmark it, and then it's all done. Now, leave, come back next day, get what we can get done. Not ridiculous, but they want to charge you 8.5% more for this. 8.5% more. Enough. Enough. Again, thank you to Dr. Marvin. Thank you to Laura from Connecticut. All these great stories everybody's sending me. The entrepreneurship is alive and well. A Houston man offered a TSA line skipping service where you can skip the line and he'll wait in line for you. And he has people that will do it at TSA for $65. Now, well, how does that work when you have to get up to security if you're not standing there? He just lets the next person go. But you pay him $65 an hour and they'll do that for you. There are some airports, Baltimore Airport, I heard, is 4-hour wait. And there's all these videos of people saying, oh, enough is enough. We're going home. We're not going to do it. So, oh, my God. You know, whatever you're purchasing right now, investigate it. Going out to dinner, going to the store. It is ridiculous what beef prices are at right now. It is ridiculous what egg prices are. There's an egg farm that burnt down to the ground that really didn't make much news. Why is that? It's going to make egg prices go through the roof. But again, it only matters if you own the egg farm, you're upset about that. But for the rest of us, we just get to pay higher prices on this. Let me know what you think. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. It's all the uncensored stuff. I love doing that. Content is absolutely fabulous. And like I said, join our email list because there's a bunch of cool stuff coming out via email. And I'm going to share one of the coolest things ever with you. Okay? Like, subscribe. I'll see you soon. Make decent choices. Okay? Don't get bit by anything. I'll see you soon.